A special word of thanks to the Monteith family this evening for ministering in song. And it's lovely to hear them ministering in song again. I want to thank my good friend Alan for leading the service for this morning. Alan and I go back a very long way. We do indeed. We go back quite a number of years. And he's always proved a true and faithful friend. I also want to thank the Emerson family today. We have had fellowship with them today. And for those of you who are sitting in the first three rows, you are in danger position, because if I get excited and I start shouting, the buttons of this waistcoat might go and you might lose an eye. But it's lovely to be back again, and it's lovely to be back to share fellowship with you in your services today. And we do look to the Lord, and we thank the Lord for the opportunity of coming here this evening. Now, if you have a copy of God's Word with you tonight, we're turning to John's Gospel, chapter number 10, please. John's Gospel, please, and we're in chapter number 10. We're going to read from verse number 1, and the Lord Jesus himself is speaking, and if the Lord Jesus is speaking, well, then we need to really listen as to what he has to say. John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse number 1. The Lord Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. In this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, Again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, and by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Ending at verse number 11, and we know that the Lord will add his blessing upon the reading of his own precious truth. I want to begin God's message this evening with a question. And if you're in this meeting tonight not saved, this question is for you tonight. What do you want, dear unsaved friend, out of life? That's a question tonight that God wants you to ask yourself if you're not saved. What do you want tonight out of life? Because you must remember this evening you only have one life. And that one life of yours is a very short life. And tonight you need to answer that question honestly tonight to yourself. What is it tonight that you want out of that life of yours? You know, there are three things tonight that people want in life. There's three things tonight that people searches for in life tonight. The first one is satisfaction. In every person's heart tonight, there's a hunger and there's a thirst for satisfaction. And people tonight are looking satisfaction, and they're searching everywhere to be truly satisfied. And then not only is people searching for satisfaction tonight, people searching tonight for security, because people tonight want to have that secure feeling, knowing that they're safe and knowing that all is well. And then the third thing people searching for in life tonight is surety, because you see, people wants to be sure of certain things. People wants to be sure of the future. And I wonder tonight, do you want to be sure of the future? I wonder tonight, do you want to be sure as far as eternity is concerned. And you know, friend, the truth is, people searching tonight for the right things. People searching for the right things. But the problem is, they can't find them. And they're searching for the right things, but maybe this is you tonight. You're searching for them, but you're searching in the wrong places. You're searching in the wrong places. Maybe tonight you're searching for satisfaction. And tonight you're searching for that satisfaction in the world. And there's many searching for satisfaction in the world. I know that tonight because I was there. Because when I was running about as a lilty, that's what I was doing. Now, if you don't know what a lilty is, it's a crossbreed between a clown and an idiot. But when I was that kind of a person, I was searching for satisfaction. There was something in my heart, my mind, my soul that was searching for something. That's why I ran to the discos. That's why I ran to the clubs. That's why I used to drink on a Wednesday night. That's why I used to act the idiot, because I was looking. Satisfaction. Wait to tell you something. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you a lie. There is satisfaction in sin. There is satisfaction in the world. Why do you think young people are running to the world today? Because there is pleasure in sin. Because there is a certain amount of satisfaction. But friend, I'll tell you now, satisfaction doesn't last. I can say I tried the broken cisterns, Lord, but the waters failed. And even as I stood to drink, they fled and mocked me as I wheeled. And you know, friend, there's people tonight, and they're looking for security tonight. Oh, friend, they want security. They want this sense of security. They want to feel safe and surety and all these different things. They want to be sure. And that's why they're running the fortune tellers, and they're running, they're reading the stars. I remember when I was again running about, I remember going to a woman one night. She was supposed to be brilliant at telling the future, and I went to her. She was in my yeshil. She was one of these fortune tellers. And boy, life was going to be good. Oh, I was going to marry the beautifulest woman in the world. She was going to be a blonde. She lived up this long lane. Well, she got it wrong. I married somebody nicer. I did. And she was, oh, I was going to be this and I was going to be that. But you know, people are searching tonight. And you're searching. You're searching. And if you're not saving, you're searching for what you really want, but you're looking in the wrong place. Oh, yes, friend. But you know why these things don't satisfy? These things don't satisfy. You take sin, you take the world, you take drink, you take all these things that don't satisfy. Because these things have no eternal value. And my dear unsaved friend tonight, you are an eternal being. You're an eternal being. You're going to exist as long as God exists. And you may say to me, ha ha, that's nonsense, because once you die, you go into the ground and that's it. Night, all's over. It's not all over. Because you see, friend, after this life, there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And friend, which one of those two places tonight will you be, in heaven or in hell? And friend, I want to ask you this evening, there's a wee verse in James 4 and verse 14. You know what it asks? What is your life tonight? Do you ever ask yourself that question? What is my life tonight? I remember sitting in Ivan Kearns' pub one Wednesday night, and that's the question that came to me. Listen, God spoke to me for the first time in a bar stool. It wasn't in a church service. Now, I didn't know it was the Lord at the time. But I can tell you, looking back now, it was the Lord. And the Lord caused me to ask myself that question. What is my life? Is this it? And I remember drinking a pint of Tennent's and a wee half and to go along with. And I remember watching the bubbles go up the glass. What is my life? Is this it? Is this it? Because if this is all I have, boys, I'll tell you, it's a poor thing. Eating, sleeping, working. Eating, sleeping, working. Is that it? Eating, sleeping, working. And maybe, friend, this is where you are tonight. You're wondering what your life's all about. Ah, yes, you're looking satisfaction tonight. You're looking security tonight. You're looking satisfaction and surety. Well, I want you to come to my text tonight, because here's where your searching finishes. It's in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 10. And the Lord Jesus says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." Now, here's my text this evening. The Lord Jesus says, "I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly." And I want you to notice in that text tonight, first and foremost, the person that Christ presents. The person that Christ presents. Did you notice? The person that Christ presents is Himself. He says, I am come. The Lord Jesus is pointing to Himself and He says, I am come. Unsaved friend in this meeting tonight, real life, true life is found in a person tonight. And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend tonight, you're searching tonight. You're searching. And you know, dear Christian now, we word for you. We word for you now. Tell me, are you letting the unsaved see that Christ is everything to you? Are you letting the unsaved see that Christ is everything to you? Tell me, does your face tell the unsaved that Christ is everything to you? Friend, tell me this. Are you shedding the light, Christian friend? Are you shedding the light or are you standing in the light? Because there's too many Christians with faces on them. And honest to goodness, they would do nothing for you. Because Christ everything to you. I can tell you, friend, tonight from this pulpit, none but Christ can satisfy. None other name for me. There's love and there's life and everlasting joy. Where? Lord Jesus, found in thee. 1 John 5 verse 12 says, he that hath the Son hath life, but he that hath not the Son hath not life. In John chapter 14 verse 6, the Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the life. In 1 John chapter number 1 verse 4, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. You know, let me tell you tonight, I never knew what real life was until the Monday night, the 26th of August, 1985, when I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad, and I found in Him a resting place, and He has made me glad. Oh, that night I can look back, boys, as if it was yesterday. St. James's Parish Church Hall. And friend, I remember that night bowing my head and asking the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I wasn't dressed in a shirt and tie that night. Had an old charky jumper on me and a pair of jeans on me and a pair of Dr. Martin boots. Remember the Dr. Martin boots? Took you half an hour to put them on and an hour and a half to get them off. Remember that? 20 Embassy Regal in the pocket. Let me tell you, the cigarettes didn't stop me from getting saved. And friend, I remember leaving that church hall that night. And I remember I didn't know whether I walked home, run home, floated home, flew home. I was just glad I had something that night that I never had before. You see, real life is in a person tonight. And that person is the Lord Jesus. You know, there was a story told of a doctor who was attending a funeral of one of his patients. And he had no lift to the graveyard after the service was in the church. And he said to the young driver of the hearse, he says, tell me, can I get a wee lift with you to the cemetery? He says, you can. Jump in. And so he jumped into the hearse. And listen, it wasn't Malcolmson's hearse, by the way, just in case you're thinking. But anyway, to cut the long story short, the doctor, who was a Christian, thought he would witness to the driver of the hearse. And he says, tell me this, do you understand, young man, what the Lord Jesus said in Luke 9 and verse 60? He says, why, what did he say? What do you mean? He says, do you know what he meant when he says, let the dead bury the dead? He says, how can somebody that is dead bury the dead? Well, he says, that's what's happening here right now. He says, what do you mean that's what's happening here right now? He says, do you not realize you're dead? He says, how can I be dead? You look at me, I'm talking to you, I'm driving this hearse, we're on our way to the cemetery. He says, tell me this, see the person in the back, that man in the back, tell me this. Isn't he dead? Yes. He's dead to his wife? Yes. He's dead to his family? Yes. He's dead to everybody that knew him? Yes. That's true. Isn't he dead to you? Yes. Well, he says, the same way that man in the back is dead to everybody, he says, you are dead to God. You know, sinner friend tonight, you might be sitting here in this meeting, breathing. You might be sitting in this meeting with your heart beating, but let me tell you, friend, tonight, you are spiritually dead tonight. You're dead to God. You're dead to God. You see, the Bible says we're dead tonight. You're dead in trespasses and in sins. You see, everybody today, you're hearing it on the radio, you're hearing it from the television, everybody has got to be drink awareness. You ever notice this? It's all drink awareness. It's all drug awareness. It's all suicide awareness. When are we going to hear about sin awareness? Because you see, sin is the root of all of these things. Sin is the root of the emptiness. Sin is the root of the loneliness. Sin is the root, friend, of the very problem that you're facing tonight. You know, the friend, tonight, the good news this evening is this. I am come, and Christ Jesus Christ tonight is the person who can give you real life. But then there's the possibility that Christ presents. Because he says here, I am come that they might have life. That they might have life. You know, it's the people's choice tonight whether you receive it tonight. The Lord Jesus is coming to you tonight. And if you're sitting in this meeting this evening not saved, the Lord Jesus comes to your heart and he's knocking on your heart's door and he's saying to you tonight, I can give you life. And he says to your heart, I want to give you life. Now, do you want it? You see, the Lord Jesus will not force his life into you. He will not force his life onto you. You have a choice tonight to receive it. And friend, tonight the Lord Jesus brings his life and this life, and he leaves it on your lap tonight. And he wants you to know tonight it's yours for the taking if you receive it. See, as Spurgeon tells the story, or told the story, of a doctor. And he's sitting in a surgery one day, and this lady came, and she came so ill and so sick. And when he pronounced the diagnosis, she wasn't one bit happy. And she went out in the rage, and she slammed the door, and she called the doctor a liar, and wouldn't have anything of it. But you know, the doctor was a good doctor. He wasn't going to give up on his patient. And he went to the house one day and he knocked on the woman's door and he says, listen, dear, I know the news, you didn't like it, but listen, there's a cure. There's the prescription. Go to the chemist or wherever you want to go to and go and get that there and get your medicine. And she just snapped it out of his hand. And that's what you've done. She says, well, Mr. Doctor, there's your prescription there. Bye-bye. And the doctor was shocked and horrified. About 3 or 4 days later, the doctor came again, knocked on the woman's door. This time, brought the bottle of medicine. And says, listen, dear, I'm telling you now, I've went to the chemist, I got you the bottle of medicine. You take that 3 times a day, and you'll be right as rain. You know what you've done? She took the bottle of medicine of the doctor, went over to the kitchen sink, screwed the cork off it, and poured it down the sink. And she just opened the bin, and dropped the bottle into the bin, and says, listen, doctor, I don't want your medicine. And the doctor says, well, listen, it's your fault. But I'm telling you, you need it. You need it. And somebody said to the doctor, you going back out again? Are you going back? I am. He says, I am. I'm going out to see her next week. And so he did. But he wasn't going out to offer her any medication. He went out all right to pronounce her dead. And he says, the doctor says, the thing that broke my heart was this. She could have lived if only she would have taken what I had offered. You know, friend, tonight there's people in hell because they wouldn't take what Christ was offering. You know, I want to take you just for a wee moment. First of all, into your heart. I want to take you into your heart tonight. And you know what the Bible says about your heart? Your heart is deceitful and above all things, desperately wicked. And you might be sitting in this church tonight dressed to the 90s, but the Lord sees the wickedness and he sees the sin in your heart tonight. And it's your sin that's keeping you out of heaven. It's your sin that's bringing you down to hell. And the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to look into your heart tonight. And he wants you to see the rottenness in your heart. He wants to see the filthiness in your heart. He wants to see that heart of yours as God sees it. And you may say to me, "Ah, well, that's not me, that's not me." Well, it is you. It is you. Then you were born into this world as a guilty, hell-deserving sinner. And God wants you to look into your heart today and see your heart. And it doesn't, He wants you to see it beyond the shirt and tie. He wants you to see beyond the suit today and see where you really stand before Him. And friend tonight, listen to me. Listen. You stand condemned. And you may be sitting in Lurgan Baptist Church tonight, but you're sitting there as a condemned sinner before God. And tonight you're not saved. Look into that heart. Ah, but now, friend, God wants you to look to another place. And He wants you to look at Calvary tonight. And He wants you to look to the old rugged cross. And He wants you to see the bleeding, dying form of one whose name was the Lord Jesus. And He wants you to see Him tonight. With a crown of thorns in His head, with nails in His hands and feet. And He wants you to see Him hanging on the cross. He wants you to see Him suffering on the cross. He wants you to see the anguish of Him on the cross. And He wants you to see Him on that cross in your guilty room instead. And through the cross tonight, God offers a remedy for sin. And tonight, friend, God wants you to see the Lord Jesus tonight. The Son of God, who loved you and gave Himself for you, who suffered the just for us, the unjust, that He might bring us to God. Listen, the Lord Jesus didn't die on that cross to offer a religion. He didn't die to offer you a religion. Nothing has dragged more people to hell than religion. And there's people going to church tonight, and they're holding on to religion, and they're holding on to catechisms, and they're holding on to creeds, and they're holding on to sacraments, and it's dragging them by the nose to hell. But the Lord Jesus says, "But I am come. Oh, I have come not to offer you religion, but to offer you salvation tonight. God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son." And friend, how many times has the Lord Jesus come to your heart, and like that doctor knocking on that woman's door, but the Lord Jesus has knocked on your heart's door. And He says, "Listen, see how much I love you. See how much I have suffered for you. See how much that I have done for you on the cross to give you life." With a capital L. And you know, friend, I know He can give you real life tonight because that cross is empty. And as I look to the tomb, that tomb is empty. And tonight, friend, the cross is vacant and the tomb is vacant. And tonight the Lord Jesus is alive. And that's what He wants to give you tonight. And friend, tonight there's many, and I think life is in a bottle. I thought life was in a bottle myself. And they're waking up the next morning, your head's pounding, and you say, "I'm not going to touch another drop, no more for me." You know, friend, it doesn't last. You know, I'm saved 34 years now, and I'll tell you, the Lord Jesus gets sweeter by the day. Listen, people think you have to wait till you're 50 till you're saved, till you're an old fella, but you're not an old fella till you're 90. That's true. I remember my father at my age. I thought he was an old done man when he was 50, whatever it was. He's really a number of a young fella. He is. But you know what age I was when I got saved? 20. 20. Only a cub. 20. And I know I lived the wild teenage years. Oh, I used to run about with a wee blue bag too and do all these stupid things. And I thought I had life. But I never knew what real life was. Until the day that Jesus came in. Friend, when I received Him into my heart, friend, what a joy, what a peace He brings. The possibility, you see, here's the possibility tonight. It's your choice. It's your choice whether you receive this gift of eternal life tonight. And then I want you to notice the promise that Christ presents, because He says here, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." You see, the Lord Jesus doesn't give you anything in half measures. Not at all. The Lord Jesus gives you everything that you want tonight. Full measure and more. John 15 verse 11 says, "These things have I written unto you, that my joy might be full." That my joy might be full. Let me take a good look at you Christians here. You smile. Oh, friend, listen. We've everything to smile about tonight. And the world, listen, if we have nothing attractive about us to the world, my friend, what else is going to point them to the Lord Jesus? Ah, friend, tonight, what a wonderful Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all, friend, tonight. Tell me, what do you want out of life? What do you want out of life tonight? Oh, you've been searching all these years and you can't find it. Well, your searching stops tonight. Because what you're looking for is in a person. And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, our former pastor, the late Ivan Thompson, telling the story one time when somebody broke into a flat that was adjacent to his flat. And Ivan disturbed the thief and he ran off. And so Ivan stayed in the flat until the owner returned. And Ivan explained to him, he says, "Wait till I tell you," he says, "the man broke in here. I stayed here. Do you come back again?" And the boy went into the kitchen. He came out with a pint of Guinness. He says, "There you are, big man." He says, "Get that down." He says, "And that'll lift your spirit." Oh, he says, "I don't need that." He says, "Since the day and hour I got a pint of John 3:16. He says, "I've never thirsted since." You see, the Lord Jesus Christ satisfies. You want real life tonight. You'll find it in the Lord Jesus. Friend, He's real tonight. Friend, He's real. And He wants to give to you tonight what He gave to me. Life worth living. And friend, tonight He has done everything to give you what you're searching for. But listen, you're perishing tonight. You're perishing. You're on the broad road tonight that's leading you to hell. And friend, it's because of what's in your heart tonight. And that's called sin. But thank God I can stand tonight and from the word declare to you tonight, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin. Will you come tonight? Will you trust the Lord Jesus tonight? Will you not let me find in Him this very night a resting place, and He will make you glad? You'll go out of this meeting tonight, friend, I'll tell you, with a smile in your face, a song in your mouth, and a spring in your step. And thank God tonight, He can give it to you. Let's bear in a wee word of prayer.